Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, mit Sech des Wachim, Perig Beis, Mischne Hei. Lechol Kazayis Bechus, let's see as Kavana was to eat a Kazayis of meat outside, meaning outside of the place where you're supposed to eat it. Well, Kazayis Lemachar. And then he thinks to eat a Kazayis of its meat tomorrow, past the time. One Kazayis in the wrong place, and one Kazayis in the wrong time. Or Kazayis Lemachar. The other way around. Kazayis of meat in the wrong time, after the deadline, tomorrow literally, Kazayis b'chutz, and a Kazayis outside. Or kechatzi zayis b'chutz, or kechatzi zayis l'macher. He intends to eat half a Kazayis of the meat of the carbon outside of where you're supposed to, and half a Kazayis tomorrow after the deadline. Or kechatzi zayis l'macher, or kechatzi zayis b'chutz. Or the other way around, half a kazayas of basar tomorrow and half of a kazayas outside the place. Possible to aim by karis. In all these cases, the carbon is possible, but there is no karis. So basically, it's what we learned earlier, because in order for it to be a chi of karis, you can't have any other psul besides the chutzlas manai. The only reason we're repeating the halacha is, as well as the other sheet is in the Mishnah, is that before we were talking about two separate avodas. He shechted on the condition he had a kazayis outside, and then he was mekabel de dam on the condition he had a kazayis tomorrow. And here the chiddush is even in the single avayda. In other words, he shechts within the shechita itself on the condition he had a kazayis tomorrow and a kazayis outside. And here too, Amar Rabbi Yehuda zeklal, just like Rabbi Yehuda disagreed in the previous case, he disagrees over here. It all depends what comes first, says Rabbi Yehuda. Im machsheves hazman kadma lemachsheves hamakom. If the first psul was after the deadline, and afterwards he thinks in the wrong place, then pigel b'chayovin olof karis. It has enough pigel, and if someone eats the meat, it would be chayv karis. The im machsheves hamokim kadmal machsheves hazman. If he first thought he's going to eat it out of the proper place, and then, only then, after the deadline, it's possible, but ve'ein by karis. Just like what Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous case. Rabbi Yehuda holds tafas lashon rishayin. If he first says tomorrow, that's what sticks. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say no, like we were saying all along. We go back to the first Shita, Zev is Apostle, the Imbay Karas. Even if he first had the Machshava to eat it tomorrow, whether he had that Machshava first or the Machshava to eat it out of its place first, it makes no difference. As long as you also have a Machshava to eat it out of its place, it isn't just the psul of after this man. The din is always possible, although the carbon is possible, but the aim by karis. There is no karis for eating the meat. And also again, still following the same pattern we did in the previous Mishnah, except here we're talking about, then the Mishnah concludes once again, lechol kechatzi zayis, ulahakter kechatzi zayis. Somebody had a machshava, both to eat half a kazayis and to burn half a kazayis, past their time or past the place, then is kosher, she'ein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin. Like we said last time. MS, that pigle is either whether you have a machshava to eat it after this man, or to be makter the aimer on the mizbeach after this man, but you can't have half a kazayis of each. So that has to be a whole kazayis in your machshava that you're going to eat after this man, or a whole kazayis that you're going to be makter after this man. So once again, in our Mishnah, the Tanakhama reiterates the Shita, even within one Avoida, if you have in mind both Chutz and Lamachar, out of place and out of time, there's no Chi of Karis once you introduce the out of time. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the out of time comes first, there is a Chi of Karis. The Chachamim say makes no difference. And this Kavana is to eat half a Kazayas after this man, or for that matter, out of place, and to be Makdir half a Kazayas out of this man, after the deadline or out of place, then it's kosher, because the Achila and the Haktara don't connect this way. I think we have to learn from these Mishnayos. Of course, the Sugyas and the Gemara are so rich that one day you'll learn it Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach inside. What we have to learn on a practical level is how powerful a Ratzon is. I believe that the Chofetz Chaim says this. If just thinking, I want to eat this after the time, and he never actually eats it after the time, if that alone creates such a terrible Israelite chorus. Imagine when a boy says, I want to be good. I want to be, he really wants to, and it doesn't work out. I want to learn. I want to daven. So it's the opposite of chorus. You become so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just by sincerely wanting to. It didn't work out? Try again.